Life as a Nephrologist, a podcast series by the National Kidney Foundation. I'm Laura Brereton, Director of our Clinical Practice Guideline Development Program, KDOQI. Our goal with this podcast is to take a look at nephrology as a career and to encourage medical students and residents to choose it. We're exploring what day-to-day life is like for nephrologists at different points in their careers and highlighting their varying interests, projects, and stories. Today, I'm talking with Ani Shilling-Girian, who is a second-year medical student at the University of California, San Francisco, and a recent NKF Research Award recipient. We're going to talk about that project, which focuses on kidney injury in people who are HIV positive, and also about her interests and experiences with nephrology to date. Ani earned her bachelor's degree in mathematics from MIT and has an interest in health informatics. Well, welcome, Ani. You're the first medical student we've had on the podcast.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks so much for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit more about you and what led you to choose medical school?
Sure. So I'm from Boston. I was born and raised there. And I guess I always kind of had an interest in medicine, like a lot of people that end up here in medical school. But during high school, I actually volunteered at a local hospital, Cambridge Hospital, which was right by where I lived. And I found that, you know, every day I spent there, I just loved the connections I was able to make with patients. I was actually in an infusion room. So a lot of patients there were receiving chemotherapy and were there for, you know, hours for a single day. And so I would just kind of get to talk to them a lot and get them anything they needed and kind of assist the nurses in the room with anything that needed to be done. But what I just really loved about those afternoons was just the patient experience and getting to interact with them. And then I guess, yeah, combined with like an interest in the human body and just a strong curiosity in learning how the body works, I just thought that medical school might be the right path to explore this career.
Yeah, no, I love that. I actually volunteered at a hospital in high school as well.
Oh, nice.
So this is interesting. You lead the Lifestyle Medicine Interest Group at UCSF Medical School, and you also serve as a health coach at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. I would love to hear more about lifestyle medicine and what a health coach does.
Sure. Yeah. So I guess with lifestyle medicine, this is kind of a group that tries to not only teach our classmates about the importance of a healthy lifestyle for themselves, but also for our future patients. Because it's, you know, important to practice what you preach, I guess. And so we've kind of been focused on trying to motivate our classmates to, you know, eat healthy. And we've actually extended that to the campus as well. And we've been working on an initiative to get healthier food options on campus. Because I've always, a lot of like lunchtime seminars and things that we go to in the afternoons, you know, we'll have food, which is always kind of centered around pizza, burritos, cookies, and, you know, what we usually think of as unhealthy lunch options.
Right, even in medical school.
So it's a little bit paradoxical, and we kind of thought, like, you know, after our lecture on diabetes or hypertension, maybe we should be eating a lower sodium or lower sugar option. So we've been working with the school to try to get some healthier options on campus.
That's fabulous. It's the, you are your own first patient, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then the health coaching is something I've really loved being a part of. And it's this program called Word on the Wards, which takes place at the Zuckerberg General Hospital in San Francisco. And what we do there is meet with patients one-on-one or in teams with students from other professional schools at UCSF. And we talk to them about, you know, their diseases, usually chronic diseases like diabetes and hypertension, and also, you know, patients who maybe have been dealing with alcoholism or drug abuse, or even patients who are homeless. And we talk to them about, you know, what kind of experiences they've been having, and also, you know, try to find barriers to their health and see if we can work together and find them resources or, you know, and other times just talking to these patients is really beneficial for them. And we communicate to their care team as well to see if there's anything that we can do for them on a larger level.
Yeah, that's great. I bet the care team is really appreciative of that, kind of having the extra person to just have that time to talk with the patients.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of times we end up finding things that their you know, attending didn't know about. And so it's good just, you know, when you're able to really sit down and talk with a patient, the kinds of things that you learn can be really helpful for them.
Yeah, I bet. How do you think these concepts will help your interactions with patients when you're a physician?
Yeah, so from my experiences so far, I found that teaching is such a big part of being a physician. And I think, you know, we have a great privilege in medical school to get such a fantastic training in medicine and, you know, the body. But I think a huge role of the physician is to empower their patients to take care of themselves, because so much of healthcare doesn't take place in the doctor's office. It's the patient taking care of themselves, or a caregiver taking care of a loved one on a day-to-day basis. And so it's really important for doctors to really, I guess, like educate their own patients on their diseases or their conditions, so that the patient can really, you know, make sure they can take care of themselves as well.
Right. I think I remember reading that doctor actually means teacher.
Oh, really? I actually didn't know that. That's so interesting.
I can't remember if it had Latin roots or something. I'll have to look it up. But yeah, that's fabulous. So another thing you've done, you've actually held internships with Athena Health and Cedars-Sinai, looking at the challenges of electronic health records. So what are some of the challenges you've seen so far, both during your internships and as a med student?
Oh, yeah, so many challenges, unfortunately. I've really loved learning about the EHR so far. And I think, you know, unfortunately, the challenges that there are right now are interoperability, which is a huge one, and the ability for different electronic health record systems to communicate with each other. And if you have your health records at one hospital and you go somewhere else, like being able to transfer your records can be quite a hassle. So another struggle would be, you know, the security of all the data that's on there as we look to innovate these systems and kind of ensuring that this data is protected. And also just on a smaller level, how data gets inputted into these systems can sometimes not be standardized. And I remember at Athena Health looking at BMIs, and there was like a BMI of 300, and it's like, well, obviously something's wrong there. So I think that, you know, while there are all these challenges, the EHR has so much potential. And I think that could be in clinical decision support, even patient engagement and research purposes as well. And something I've thought a lot about when thinking about chronic diseases is, you know, things like diabetes monitors or even dialysis machines that can be connected to the EHR, so that data is all viewable in one hub. So I'm excited to see what we can do with EHR in the future. I think there's a, you know, ton of potential.
Definitely. And some things we've looked at here at National Kidney Foundation are kind of syncing up lab results with EHRs too in primary care, and giving sort of an alert when there is something that should be looked into a bit further regarding potential CKD.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about your current research as an NKF grant recipient. But first, what sparked your interest in kidney disease?
Yeah, so I've always been interested in chronic disease, actually, and it kind of goes back to what I was talking about with teaching your patients. And I think with chronic disease, so much burden is on the patient, and the ability of the physician to really, communicate and address that, I think, has so much potential. And, you know, with something like CKD, which affects like 10% of people in the U.S., it's a, you know, huge burden in this country. And I think, you know, there's a lot of teaching involved. And I think that's something that really excites me, and being able to, transform these patients' experiences with their diseases that unfortunately might not be going away tomorrow. I think that's a lot of disease in the U.S. is now chronic conditions. And so I think there's just such a need to really address that and the patient experience as well. And then, like we were talking about, there's so many technologies now that I think can really change the patient experience, which I'm excited about as well.
So with your research in particular, you're looking at the excess burden of kidney disease among HIV-positive patients. What are you hoping to measure, and how?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting study, because HIV-positive patients have been really understudied when we were thinking about kidney disease, and they're actually a very, you know, at-risk population when it comes to how many medications they're on and their treatments and other comorbidities that can affect especially their kidneys. And so we really like to know more about what's happening with this population when we think about kidney disease. And so our research question is whether acute kidney injury is leading to CKD in these patients, as well as the risk factor of hospitalizations. And a lot is known about AKI and hospitalization leading to CKD in other patient populations, but this is really why we want to explore HIV-positive patients more. So we have data that we're looking at now and trying to see if incidence of AKI and the number of hospitalizations is leading to excess kidney disease burden in these patients. So
that does sound interesting. So acute kidney injury and how that impacts chronic kidney disease following the injury. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. That's really important. You're right, because HIV is understudied. So we definitely are looking forward to hearing more about how it turns out.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much.
So one more question before you go. How, in general, how has CKD or nephrology been addressed for you in medical school so far? Or has it?
Yeah, so UCSF actually just changed their curriculum. I'm the second class to go through with it. And we have a block-based schedule now. So we've actually had a unit that was combined, that combined renal, endocrine, and GI over the span, I think it was about 2 months. And for the renal block or the renal segment in particular, we had a really great professor, Dr. Leticia Roland, who's been an incredible mentor to me as well. And she, you know, gave us lectures. I think renal was about 2 weeks. And what was really neat about our lectures were that they were all case-based, which is great for, you know, bringing interest and to keep us engaged, but also we're just, you know, much more realistic of what we're going to see once we're on the wards, of really thinking through an actual patient and, you know, what's going on with them and reading their labs and et cetera. So that was really enjoyable and really was the best couple of weeks of med school for me. I really loved it. And I think, you know, outside of lectures, we also have small groups, which are exactly what it sounds like. Smaller groups of students meet and we work through cases together. And we also did like anatomy labs to look more at the anatomy of the kidneys, which was also really cool and hands-on.
Yeah, I love hearing how it's addressed. And it's so different at different medical schools too, whether it's case-based or problem-based or just traditional lectures on anatomy. You know, we've heard before that there are some maybe older school curricula that just don't even address chronic kidney disease. So it's great to see that you're addressing actual cases.
People get really scared about the physiology and, you know, oh, sodium and potassium, but it's not scary. I really like it. So I was a chemistry minor in college and I always really liked thinking about things in that way. But I think also just it's all intuitive if you just kind of sit down, and it does take some time to go through the nephron and thinking about, you know, all the different segments and the transporters. But once you know, something clicks, like it all makes sense. And so hopefully everyone has their kidney aha moment. But yeah, I think it's an awesome field and I hope more people could see that too.
So how about some advice for people just entering medical school who maybe don't have any preconceived ideas on specialty, or what advice would you give to someone who's just starting, hasn't done any rotations yet?
Yeah, I think I would say just keep an open mind, because you will just learn so much in medical school, and not just in the classroom, but outside too. And I think for me, I thought going to medical school, so many doors would close and I would be like, you know, now I'm going to be a doctor and there's like really no other thing or decision to make. And I've just been so surprised by how much there really is in medicine and how broad the field is. And so you're going to learn so much. And I think just keep an open mind and be excited and enthusiastic to learn, and keep the kidneys in mind, because they're pretty awesome too.
Keep the kidneys in mind. Well, thank you so much, Ani, for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for this awesome opportunity.
And listeners, we'd love to hear from you. If you're a medical student or resident considering nephrology and you have a question about working in the field, or if you'd like to come on the podcast and talk about your career as a nephrologist, please email us at nkfpodcast@kidney.org.